USA News, I'm Tim Berg. At least one person is dead and several others are injured after a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade on Wednesday. Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves saying at least 10 to 15 people were hurt in the incident. Graves adding that two people have been arrested. Fan Cade Collins was there when the violence erupted.
Then once the crowd dispersed away, we saw multiple bodies laying there with gunshot wounds.
President Biden has called on House Republicans to bring a $95 billion foreign aid package to a vote. The bill was passed by the Senate on Sunday and would provide funding to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. But GOP members have cast doubt on the prospect of getting it to the president's desk. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke about the bill on Wednesday.
Senator McConnell and I have spoken about this in frank sessions, and let me be clear here again this morning. The Republican-led House will not be jammed or forced into passing a foreign aid bill that was opposed by most Republican senators and does nothing to secure our own border. It's time for Washington to start showing some love to Americans. On Valentine's Day, this is a good day to point this out. You need to listen to the American people and their needs and take action. And that's why House leadership will continue to govern with Americans' interests at heart.
Flight attendants are asking their employers for more money and better working conditions. Ryan Daniels has the story.
Unions representing flight attendants for several major airlines organized a day of action at more than two dozen U.S. airports on Tuesday. Dozens of flight attendants held signs and chanted slogans outside Dulles and Reagan National Airports in D.C., saying they're overworked and have not been offered a pay raise that keeps pace with the cost of living. United, Southwest, and Alaska Airlines released statements saying they are either in contract talks or about to start negotiations with their unions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is spending some time in Israel meeting with his counterparts. This is Wray's first visit since the October 7th attacks by the Hamas terrorist group. Wray speaking about the war between Israel and Hamas, as well as threats the United States is facing in the region.
We've seen a really rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations both express support and praise for the Hamas attacks and threaten to attack U.S. interests at home and abroad.
Drivers for rideshare and delivery companies such as Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are going on strike across the country, demanding better pay and fair treatment. Lyft CEO David Risher telling Fox Business his company has already been taking steps to become more transparent and meet the demands of these drivers.
The strikes, of course, have been planned for weeks, maybe months. But just last week, we put out a new release that guarantees that drivers will always make a minimum of 70% of what riders pay after fees.
The college football playoff will remain on ESPN for the foreseeable future. The CFP agreeing to a new rights deal with ESPN on Tuesday. The network will exclusively broadcast the new 12-team tournament until at least 2031. The new deal kicks in before the 2026 season and is worth $7.8 billion over 6 years. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.